The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we have got a great show today. I've got my guest host, Joaquin, is all ready to go. We're going to talk about value-add strategies for commercial real estate with my good friend Adam Lipkin. And then Juan and I are going to have some fun. We're going to start off with our good friend Larry Zinn with Warren Henry. We're going to get an update on automotives. And I may ask Larry what happened last weekend. You want to stay tuned for that. Wanda, rock the house. Oh. Anna Nancy Wilson, they sure know how to bring it. We're going to bring it today, too. Hey, you know who else knows how to bring it? My good friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got a great Audi store up in Gainesville, the Lamborghini store up in Broward, and, of course, all the brands are down in Key West. They've got a great store down there, too. Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and, of course, a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom works that person exceedingly. That's right. Always the best price. Always the best service. Join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all part of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always Warren Henry. Back over time.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The premier podcast studio, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880TheBiz.com.
Hey, you looking for a mortgage? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need real estate capital? I know who you should call, and I think by now you do too. You should call me. That's right. I'm part of one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. We do deals all the time. Need cash to complete your house? Give me a call. Need cash to build out those townhomes you want to do? Give me a call. Hey, realtors, got a client that needs some financing? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Listeners, you from out of town, out of the country, I can help. 305-773-6300. Dade, Broward, Monroe, Palm Beach, Tampa, Orlando. Yep, we hit them all. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I've got my man on the line, but I didn't see you at Supercar Saturday. You ducked out early. What was up with that? Larry's in. Oh, Larry's in, the man at Warren Henry.
You know, Jim, I normally would never leave early, but I had this whole wedding thing going on that night, so I had to get out of there.
Must have been Zinsanity there.
It was pretty awesome. I'm even more impressed that I convinced my now wife that it was really important for me to go to Supercar Saturday on the day of our wedding.
Yeah, I can't believe I can't believe she let you do that, Larry.
That was good precedent to set, though. I think I'm in good shape.
Yeah. We'll talk about that a little later off the air. But but so, Larry, listen. So you're there. When are you going on your honeymoon, and where are you going to go?
June 1st. And I'll give you a little bit more details on the trip offline, but it should be great.
It sounds really awesome. So let's talk about it. It's been a while since you've been on the show. I've been going up to the Lamborghini store. I saw a beautiful sign in the office that I saw your dad sitting in the other day when I was up there. It said something about that it's a great place to work. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, we were really fortunate. Last year, Lamborghini Broward was voted number one best place in the country to work for amongst 18,000 eligible car dealerships.
Wow.
And the store's only been open for 2 years. So it's a tremendous honor. Really takes a lot to get there. And really proud of the team that we have. That's what it's all about there. It's a great environment, great place to be, and always a lot of fun.
Let's give them a shout-out. I see them all the time, but we never talk about them on the air. Let's give a shout-out to some of the team up there.
Oh, we got A.B., Leo, Denise, John, Adam, Jeffrey, Kelly, Heather, Margot, and a bunch more. But it's certainly an awesome awesome group. We got really lucky that we were able to build a team, and the team has just done a great job.
It's absolutely super. But that's not the only place. You've got a great team. You know, again, the guys at the Infinity store knocked it out of the park. They called me up, said, let's do a deal, brought the car. Actually, they came and picked up the car. I never even went to the showroom. Do you sell a lot of cars like that now, Larry? How's the purchase experience evolving? Because I teased it as we were going to talk about changes in the auto industry. How's the purchase experience? And I'll bet it has something to do with what happened to Ismet.
Well, in the long term, we see everything changing to where you'll be able to do most of the deal either from mobile or from your computer. But it's going to become a more digital experience where the customer is able to put their own deal together online, pick out the car that they want. They can come in and test drive to confirm that they want it, or we could bring the car to them and ultimately consummate the deal. But we've been moving towards digital retailing. We're also moving towards, when you come in to sign the paperwork, reducing the amount of paperwork and making that as much of a digital experience as possible. And the goal is to become totally digital in regards to the process in the very near future. I mean, some of our obstacles, unfortunately, had been out of our control due to some state documents that still needed wet ink. But it's coming quickly, and we're very excited.
Yeah, Sergio, I want to give Sergio a shout-out. He made it an absolutely seamless and positive experience. I think the two cars I got from you in the last 35, 40 days, I think. I got Larry, it's just amazing, and I love them. You know, Mom loves her car.
Oh, absolutely. Sergio's a great guy. Sergio's a great story, too. You know, he was washing cars with us just a few years ago, and now he's the general sales manager at the Infinity store. So, we've been very fortunate that we've got some great people like Sergio who are extremely hungry and worked their way up very quickly.
Well, it doesn't hurt that they have an amazing product to sell and a great place to do it in. Now, Larry, let's talk a little bit about what's coming in more and more. You know, a few years ago, the whole Infiniti line was gas, then they got some hybrids. What's coming on the technology side?
Well, I mean, it's no secret, but everybody's moving towards electric, whether it's a plug-in hybrid electric, a full electric vehicle. There's all sorts of different technology and different ways to go about electrifying these vehicles. But, within the very near future, you're going to have full electric vehicles in the lineup of pretty much every manufacturer. Jaguar is going to be our first with a full electric, and that's coming in August.
Wow.
With the I-Pace. And after that, we've got plug-in Range Rovers coming. We've got plug-in Infinities, and then full electrics just couple or 3 years out. So the landscape is totally changing. The availability of these vehicles is totally changing. And now we have to see what the real consumer adoption is going to look like.
Yeah, but people are not sacrificing power, are they?
It's a different kind of power.
Okay.
So you have extreme levels of torque immediately available with an electric vehicle.
Okay.
And as soon as as soon as you hit the gas, basically the car takes off.
Wow.
Now, you know, if you want to put it up against a gas-powered supercar, for example, typically after a quarter mile, the supercar then takes over. But they're plenty fast.
No, you're talking about comparing them to a supercar, for crying out loud, Larry.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. They're plenty fast. The things that, you know, still remain to be seen is the degradation of the battery. As people, you know, drive them aggressively, how much battery charge are you going to lose with these different styles of vehicles that are coming out? Also, on a hot summer day when you're sitting in traffic and the AC is blasting, you know, what percentage of that charge is going to go away and how quickly is that going to happen? You know, right now, because electrics are still kind of, in many cases, you know, they're cool and a bit of a novelty, they get away with a lot more. So when they start to get in the hands of the mass market, as, you know, we're starting to see with the Tesla Model 3, we're going to get a good glimpse into how this is all going to change and what the shortcomings are or aren't.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. But there's got to be new technologies that you're introducing into the gas models, too. Tell me a little bit about that.
I mean, look, gas engines are changing as well. Beyond hybridization, we have a car like Infiniti's new QX50.
There you go.
Where it has variable compression. So the car can actually determine how much power or it needs at any given time. And save you fuel as a result.
Wow.
So the car can actually, and this is nerd talk, so forgive me, but the car can adjust its compression ratios to allow for either greater power or greater fuel economy.
Hey, by the way, Larry, there's a lot of nerds that listen to the show. You're not alone.
You're
okay?
Kidding.
I swear to
you're
God.
Kidding.
Well, you got one talking to you right now.
Yeah, I know, which, you know.
So, Larry, we're going to wrap up here in about a minute or two, because I know you're backed up with the whole wedding thing, and I want to get you on for a double segment when you get back so we can talk about the, you know, everything that's coming on and your honeymoon and such. But first, I want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to Miss C. Zinn. Can you give us a little, give her a shout-out there, Larry?
Oh, absolutely. My beautiful wife, Courtney, very excited. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's amazing how much time and effort and planning goes into a wedding, and then it goes by so fast.
I want you to know she's put up a lot of great photos on Instagram. My favorite one was when she kicked off her shoes, the little bejeweled shoes. That was my favorite picture of the whole thing. My favorite picture of the whole thing, because that sums up who you're marrying right there.
No, that's great. She, you know, she set the tone and kept the energy going, and it was best night of my life. So I'm thrilled.
Hey, listen, Larry, I want to thank you for coming in. I want to thank you for sponsoring the show. I want to thank you for everything that you do for us, because it's just the most proudest thing for us to be part of the Warren Henry family. I'm looking forward to seeing, I guess, I'll see you when you get back.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, you please give Vivian my love. I hope she's doing well. And I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Yeah, well, I'll see you as soon as, you know, you're busy now, but I'll see you when you get back. And Vivian's doing better. She's really pushing the exercise envelope. That woman's coming back. She's an inspiration to me every day, just the way I know your wife is an inspiration to you.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. And I'll catch up with you on, I guess, fairly shortly.
Yeah, we're going to talk. I'll give you a text and we'll set up a time to catch up offline in the next week or so before you leave.
Sounds great.
All right, high five. Congratulations, Courtney. You finally did the trick. Hey, Larry, congratulations. She's an amazing woman. You're a lucky man. All right, Wanda.
Well, thanks again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Wanda, let's rock the house. We got some great stuff coming up. We're going to talk about how to add value to your real estate. And you never know, my co-host is going to make an appearance in the next segment.
Swirling down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Now, Wanda, Who is this?
This is a new movie coming out in October.
I was going to say, I've seen the trailer.
I'm so excited.
This here's Freddie Mercury, right?
I think the band is called Queen.
There you go.
That's it. That's
there
it.
You go. Bomp, bomp. Oh, yeah. All right. Give it a little more. Give it a little more. All right, I want to thank Larry's in. I want to give a high five to Larry and Courtney. They're going to have a beautiful marriage. They're now part, Courtney's part of the Warren Henry family, has been actually for a long time. It's all right, we give five all the time on the show, no problem. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar, great Audis up in Gainesville, and their store in Key West has just about every nameplate you could want. Hey, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, always the as members of the Warren Henry family, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, more Freddie Mercury.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, who needs real estate financing? Well, come over here. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help. Hey, I'm with Spectrum, and we're the oldest private lender, probably are the oldest, first one I know of. Private lender here in South Florida, you give us a call at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We can close in a week. That's right. One person makes the decision, commit that day, forgot that part, and close in a week. That's right. Hey, maybe you got a house that you're building spec. Maybe you've got some townhomes that you're building. Call me. I can help. 305-773-6300. Building a deal. Your brother-in-law wanted the money back to pay his taxes. Yeah, I worked on that deal too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Got a big deal. Need an institutional partner. Only done $3 billion worth of that stuff. 305-773-6300. Hey, when you give me a call, it's all about you. So.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got some great guests. We've got Adam Lipkin. He's the C-Pace guy. What does that mean, Adam?
Yeah, we're going to find out about it in just a few.
Oh, you're a man. You've been here before, haven't you? And we've got Jacob Levin. All right, Jake or Jacob?
Jake.
All right, Jake. Yeah. All right. We got Jake on. Jake, you brought me my co-host today. Who's that?
Who is it? That's
Joaquin.
It.
All right, that's Joaquin, right. You're going to sing your song for us today, or are you going to wait till later, or you're not going to sing it? He's not sure. We gotta get him to get some courage.
He's got to get warmed up a little
That's
bit.
All right. That's all right. Jake, move over a little bit for
you
me.
You got it.
All right. So, Adam, what is now you teased us. What is C-Pace and who cares?
So, I think C-Pace is probably the best way to be able to improve your real estate. Basically, zero out of pocket and be able to do some really important measures from energy efficiency and things that are going to really take good bottom line improvements.
So, it's financing or what?
This is financing. Let's start with the basics. Yeah. So, C-Pace is a really unique type of financing that's available in certain areas, you know, all around the country. And it's a way to incentivize property owners to invest in their properties with energy efficiency improvements and resiliency improvements by giving a very, very affordable way to finance all these items.
Well, how much money do you have to lend and how come you have so much?
Well, so we don't have any limits. We're part of the largest green energy REIT in the country, Hannon Armstrong, and the sky's the limit. So there's no amount too big that we can't write a check for. So
tell me who you brought and why you brought him.
So I wanted to bring my friend Jake And Jake is doing one of the types of improvements that I think are, you know, really exciting in the, I mean, just really across the board, but certainly with retail. And he's going to talk a little bit about the roofing side of the business, but specifically some of the new technology. He's going to talk about cool roofs and what makes them so cool. And why I thought it would be good to talk about it with Pace is it's one of the items that we could finance. So,
all right, so let's do a case study. Jake, how did you find out about the cool roof? And what is a cool roof? Is it a roof that comes with sunglasses?
Well, I was actually part of a family office that was buying multifamily properties, self-storage facilities, everything to golf courses even. And we needed a new roof on one of our properties. Didn't have the money in the budget. And instead of re-roofing, I found a cool roof solution, which is basically a high solar reflectivity roof that could be done as a coating instead of a full re-roof, and saved us a heck of a lot of money on the install, and said, this is a better mousetrap, and I wanted to get involved.
So Adam, so he puts on this new roof. Before or after does a guy like that talk to you?
So before, because we're going to give him the money to be able to go ahead and take care of it. So let's say that, you know, property owner wants to go ahead and do the cool roof, start taking some advantage of those benefits. Well, we're going to have those funds available in advance to then start being able to use to do the installation, pay for labor, and every other item that you need to pay for the cost.
Just roof, or maybe I'm in California and I've got a big building and I'm going to put some solar energy on.
Let's get some solar on top of that cool roof. So,
yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Right. That keeps it even cooler. Now, what happens if I put this cool roof on top of my roof and a hurricane comes?
It's extremely durable. We use a silicone membrane, which is basically the materials that you'll use in between your tiles on in your bathroom, because it's so waterproof and durable and lasts forever. So much more likely your house is going to blow away before our cool roof would have
any problems. Thanks. That's a great thought for me to carry into hurricane season there, you know? Well, I'm going to stand under my cool roof and hold it up like this. So, Adam, is it just roofs or water? Do you have to do it before? Can you do it after? Tell me a little more.
So we could do either or, which is nice, too. You know, some people have already spent money on these improvements, and now they find out, wow, we could actually get reimbursed. That's pretty meaningful. I think the best way to do it is before you're thinking about doing these improvements. We a lot of times get calls, and some people are like, hey, we know that we need to get a new roof in the next year. Might need to upgrade our HVAC systems, want to do LED lighting, as I call it, the triple combo, Jim.
That triple lighting, play?
The triple play.
All right.
Which is good in light of an upcoming conference we know that's coming up in Vegas.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I think the roof, the lighting, and the HVAC, those are like your real big items that I think are going to lead to your most energy improvements.
Okay, so you mentioned it, so we'll talk about it. So you got the big conference coming up out of town. You're walking around the trade show floor. Who are you looking to meet, and who should be looking to meet you?
Jake, who do you want to meet?
I'm happy to meet everybody, but mostly it's large industrial and retail owners or hotels, self-storage facilities with large flat roofs, especially if you're paying your own utility bills as a landlord, because we can save significantly 10 to 25% typically on your energy bills from the reflectivity on the roof.
I have lots of friends that need to talk to you. Who are you looking to talk to?
I mean, all the major REITs are perfect. We've done a lot of work with some of the biggest in the business. We did a couple malls recently with Washington Prime where they wanted that triple play, the roof, the HVAC system, and the lighting. So, you know, that might be like $2 million or so. And now if you could finance it, spread the payments over 20 years, you know, and let me just cover one other point on that note, because I think in addition to making it zero out of pocket, what's so good about retail specifically is just because Pace is essentially repaid as part of your taxes, becomes part of operating expenses. So you're essentially able to pass this through to your tenants. And why that works out really well is because a lot of times the landlords want to invest in these energy efficiency improvements, and the tenants are benefiting. I mean, you're going to be able to see that reduction in your energy bill. So your gross rent's going to come down in a lot of cases. However, you don't want to come out of pocket $1 million or $2 million or more. So with Pace, you're able to finance that, and then the tenant's able to see still a net reduction in their gross rents, because that Pace little extra in the tax is probably going to be half of what your savings is going to be on your utility bill.
So it gives me a competitive advantage if I use you, because it reduces the operating costs of my tenants, which makes it cheaper for them to be in my center over somebody else's or my office building or whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's a hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's the way you could stand out. I mean, you could attract tenants because you're going to have lower CAMs. Simple as that.
So the cool roof is always white, I guess, right?
Well, it comes in a variety of colors. We use silicone, which is white and the most reflective color. It's about 87% reflective, which is the most one of the best cool roof solutions out there. I was also going to point out what you were saying. It's amazingly affordable too. It's actually typically less than half the cost of a re-roof.
Why?
Because we're not actually demoing any of the existing roof and hauling away the old materials. It's simply going over the existing roof with a silicone membrane. So there's no hauling, no demo, no significant amount of new materials.
How long does it take?
Well, we use a 7-man crew as opposed to 25. That's also one thing I wanted to point out. So it's significantly quicker and easier and less manpower, less workers' comp, less labor costs. How long does it take? We could do a 100,000 square foot building in, say, 3 weeks.
Wow.
3 weeks to a month.
Wow. Yeah. That's from, like, getting the guy up there and doing the thing, or is that from saying hello?
No, it's a 3-step process. It's basically wash, patch, prime, and then put our silicone. And we're traditional roofers certified in all different roof types. So actually, we can patch with a like on like, it's called, to basically repair your roof as is in any troubled spots, and then do our silicone system, which will last 15 or 20 year warranties.
Well, now, Adam, we're talking about roofs. We talked about solar energy. We talked about LED lighting, something interior. What if I'm making an interior change or something like that? What else can you include?
I mean, those are definitely the big items, but inside, you know, your mechanical systems, HVAC, certainly, and then when you start getting into switches, being able to do more monitoring and make sure your AC is optimal in different parts of your structure. So I think that kind of goes together with your heating and cooling systems, having kind of that AI that's able to map on and see parts of maybe your structure where it's a little too hot or a little too cool. It's amazing how much, you know, is wasted with, you know, temperature being too cold in certain times where no one's even in your building. So that probably be in the interiors, the controls and switches.
Well, we need to get you on with Don Weidenfeld, the guy Magnum Energy Solutions.
Shout out to Don. Absolutely.
There you go. High five to Don. We'll be talking to Don tomorrow. We'll be talking to Don tomorrow about this. Too bad it's going to be a rainy day. We were going to go boating. I'm going to throw that out there.
By the way, it's amazing
how many things are actually eligible for PACE financing. I mean, the list is a mile long and basically includes elevators to improve your motors, for the elevators, your water maintenance and management, all your electrical systems, interior, anything that upgrades and can be proven to reduce your energy usage.
Yeah, one thing especially now, because we got hurricane season obviously right around the corner, and I think roofs are one of the main items. But, you know, think about even last year, we had one of these new regulations passed in the nursing home industry with generators. And I think that's something we're seeing a lot more of.
Generator count?
Yeah. Not only generators account, but you need to be at a certain level now as a result of what happened last year. We had that one nursing home that just wasn't up to code, and unfortunately there was loss of life. Yeah, it was terrible. So I think that's something top of mind is are you at code? And if you're not, this might be something to look into, because you could finance 100% of your generator costs to put it in.
Hey, Joaquin, you want to give a shout out to your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figured, but I'd give it a shot. Okay, well, we only got a couple minutes left. You still got time to get courage up. That's okay. So what's a good close for the tie on the bow here, Adam? Because it's really your segment. You brought in Jake, and I really want to make, what is it that you're trying to get out there?
Everyone's thinking about how do they squeak out the extra value on the real estate, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, value add. And this is a way to immediately add value to the bottom line, okay? Because you're immediately going to be able to start to save on your operating expenses and improve your income. You could do it with zero out of pocket. So I think it's like, you know, I'm trying to like make it as obvious as possible that this is such an obvious solution to look into. And the only limitation is going to be, is it in your market or do you have cost to qualify? But it's definitely something everybody needs to be aware of to improve their real estate without any out of pocket.
If I'm doing due diligence, I'm looking at this as an edge to up my bid, even to maybe get an advantage. And we didn't even talk about that. People buy real estate, but how is this cost relative to like equity?
Yeah, so this is, we're talking about 6% financing. So obviously we would like divide it into two different segments. One is, I would say, let's talk about the stabilized income producing properties, which we just were really talking about. People that have older aging properties, they need to get that new roof. Maybe it's 20 years old. They need to get the new HVAC system. This is something that you could do that's going to immediately add value to the bottom line. We should also cover new development, but maybe that'll be another segment. So.
Oh, what did you do? You could use this for new development, right? We got a minute. Give it to me. You're fast.
Yeah. So I think for new development, it's going to solve that gap equity, right? It's going to give you that 10 to 15% additional leverage at less than half the cost of what mezz or preferred equity would be.
Oh, there you go. It only took you a couple of seconds for your elevator speech. I'd be shining that. I'd put that on cards and handing it out at the trade show you're going to. I want to thank you. Oh, wait. Hannon Armstrong Sustainable Real Estate.
That's right. And we did that as just like, I mean, built on the 35 years of history that Hannon Armstrong has in the business of financing green infrastructure improvement. So excited about that, too. A lot of people recognize it.
Well, we got a lot more to talk about. You're going to have to come back after the show. I want to hear all about it.
Awesome.
All right, Jake, one more. You're going to close with this.
Well, I was just going to say, visit us, Polo 14, that's polo14.com. Ask for Jake, and that's our company, been around since 1984.
At least he's smart. How do I find you?
It's Hasre, Hasre, Hannon Armstrong Sustainable Real Estate, hasri.com.
All right. Well, listen, Jake, you went too fast. Give me one more time.
Sure. Well, Polo International, polo14.com.
All right. All right. Well, we know who this is all about. This here's about all those ladies that are driving in the car that are, what? American girls. Be back after this with more rock and roll. Wanda and I are going to talk about some really cool things. You're going to want to stay tuned. Back after this. An American girl. I love Tom Petty. God bless you, Tom Petty. You will always be rocking as far as I'm concerned, Tom Petty. And also high five to my good friends, Larry and Courtney Zinn. All right, when you've been looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, and they got everything down in Key West. Hey, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom bugs the heck out of that person. So join me, my wife, and my mom as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Here comes the good part of the song.
Take it easy, baby. Make it last all night. She was an American girl.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. Hey, everybody, looking to finance your real estate? If you're not going to use CPACE, well, you can use CPACE, and you can still call me. Give me a call, Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. Need capital on the top of your capital stack? Hey, what does that mean? That means you need equity for your deal? Call me at 305-773-6300. If you're a real estate investor and you need quick financing and a good solution, call me at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We're on, and we're doing some new stuff here in the second half of the hour. It's a whole new thing we're starting. Wanda, why are we changing the way we do things a little bit?
Because that's the way the world works. Things change, and you move forward, and just get better.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's called evolving.
Oh, yeah, that's a good word.
Now, Wanda, I know you were looking up some stuff back there that you wanted to talk about. Why don't you hit me with some?
Well, we were talking about coffee earlier, and I just wanted to see if you had had enough coffee today, because I was kind of getting a little crazy with the coffee and the...
Yeah, thank you for taking the
coffee. Cuban crack.
Yeah, that was really crazy back there. Yeah, I've actually been trying to decaffeinate. I'm trying to sleep 2 or 3 hours a night now. But we've got something coming up next week that may make me drink a little bit more coffee.
Yes, it is the Friday before Memorial Day. We're going to do the morning show.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Aren't you excited? Yeah, I am excited.
We're going to do the morning show. It's going to be great. We're going to have a good time. And, you know, we're going to talk about donuts.
Donuts, yes. In fact, the average American, I was just reading, the average American eats 31 donuts a year, which is weird because I've been thinking, like, all of a sudden I've had this craving for donuts. All of a sudden it's been like the last 2 weeks. I just can't get a, enough donuts, and well, I think I might be over the average.
Well, you need to
for
be.
For once in my life, I'm above average.
Yes, well, Wanda, actually, you're always above average, and you better get those donuts because there's some people out there that don't need donuts. You better eat their donuts.
You know, it said that more than 25,000 donut shops in the country, that there are more than 25,000 donut shops in the country, which means they are pumping out more than 10 billion donuts a year.
Well, listen, there's a great donut.
These are amazing stats, folks. This is news.
That is news. That's news you can use.
Exactly.
News you may want to lose after you use it, though.
All right, so cut down on the donut eating.
Yeah, exactly. Salty Donut in Wynwood is great. It's right around the corner from my office. I go there. I don't
salty
know how.
Salty Donut.
Yeah, it's Salty Donut. It's actually really good. They have all these great things.
I'm
they
conflicted.
Sell out. Yeah, well, listen, come see me in Wynwood and we'll go get a salty donut.
Okay, and coffee.
And coffee. Well, we'll go to Panther, go to Dr. Smooth's. I love that stuff in Wynwood. I just have a little bit too much occasionally.
What's your favorite donut?
What's my favorite donut? Well, I really like the Krispy Kreme glazed lemon donut. There you go. Or I really like, they don't have them anymore. I like the plain cake donuts with the little with the little white powdered sugar.
Yeah.
They used to serve it on the Turnpike. They got rid of all those stores. My favorite place to get it was Okahumpka.
Yeah, my favorite is the cake donut. Without the plain cake donut.
I love plain donut with like a nice coffee, but then I'm sitting there having too much coffee.
Yeah, well.
You know you're addicted in coffee when you're going up the Turnpike and you're stopping at every single one of those places, not to go to the restroom, but to get another coffee. I've seen that person zip by me occasionally on the highway.
That sounds dangerous.
It is dangerous.
That sounds unhealthy.
It
so
is
anyway,
unhealthy.
What else have we got here?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. But
another thing I read. The key to true happiness. This is important.
Yes.
You need to turn your phone off. You mean your cell phone, not your landline.
Right.
Your phone at 10 p.m. Turn it off.
I 100% agree. In fact, I'm talking to Vivian all the time. Vivian stays calm looking at Instagram and helps her go to sleep, but I don't like it because it throws all that blue light that keeps you up. In fact, I have my Do Not Disturb on my phone starts at 9:30. Starts at 9:30, and I actually moved it to operate later in the morning. It used to start at 7. Now I made it at 9 because I want peace and quiet. And I'll tell you something else. Let's talk about email for a second.
No.
One of the things that I do to keep control of my life and stay calm is I don't do email till I'm ready. I don't do it until I'm ready. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock is when I start doing emails because I need to get my stuff done first. And when you're doing emails, you're doing somebody else's agenda.
Uh-huh.
That's yeah. Was I in a rant there?
I was just thinking it's all about him.
It is. Well, in that case, it was. That time, it was all about me. But really, I do try to keep my hand on the emails. And if somebody needs me real bad, they know how to get me.
So anyway, shut your phones off after 10 o'clock. They say it messes up your body rhythms and you get lonely, depressed, and you have sleep issues.
Well, 100%
sleep
issues.
There you go.
Lots of people have sleep issues.
Information you can use.
Yeah, and maybe
folks.
You want to lose it.
All right.
So what else you got for me out there?
I've got the 5 random facts for Thursday, if you're interested. Are you?
Randomly?
Random.
Yeah, just give it to me.
You want 5? No, I'm going to give you one anyway.
Give them to me out of order.
Okay. 54%. There was a 54% jump in ukulele sales in 2013, and the National Association of Music Merchants thinks it's because people wanted to play them in quirky YouTube videos. And then I thought about the bar, the ukulele, which used to be there.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
The uke bar.
The uke.
Yeah, I know
on
the
Biscayne.
Uke. 100%.
Rode by there the other day, don't even recognize the place.
Yeah, well, that's because all the people like me are changing the face of Miami.
Okay, oh, here's another one. Cheese, not one of the 27 ingredients listed on the side of a can of Cheese Whiz.
Pardon me?
All the ingredients, no cheese.
Wow, so then it's a chemical.
I checked it out, too.
It's a chemical thing.
It's mostly chemicals and some stuff that I don't really know what it is.
Well, that's what crackers are for.
Okay, so anyway, let's see what else. Oh, the original piano was created by Bartolomeo Cristofori in Italy in the early 1700s, and it only had 54 keys, not the 88 keys today's pianos have.
I saw this great story on the news the other day about a guy who only has 4 fingers and can play piano, and it was great.
Yeah,
like he played it at a concert at Carnegie Hall. Someday we'll play Carnegie Hall.
Someday.
Yeah, we will.
Harmonica.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll have Bruce. Bruce will lead us in there with the harmonica.
Keep trying to get him to teach me a song.
Well, he will. He will. He will.
So that's it. That's some fun facts for Thursday on a fine Thursday, May 17th, day after my birthday.
It is the day after your birthday. Yeah. And happy birthday. What'd you do on your birthday?
I went to get some blood work done.
Well, that's always exciting
so
to share.
That was the first day, the way I started. Take some blood. Hey, it's all yours. Keep it.
Well, what happened with Polo? How did Polo help you celebrate the birthday?
Then we went out to lunch with some friend. Well, it was a late lunch, early dinner. We'll call it dinner.
Supper?
supper. That's what they do in some parts of the world.
Okay.
And then came home, cut my hair, and went to bed.
Well, that sounds like a really exciting day.
It was.
You know, I got to do you some jib jabs. I love jib jab. I got this like little app on my phone, jib jab, but I need your photo to do really good.
Get photos off my Facebook.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Right click, save as, there you go.
Genius, pure genius. Well, now I know how to get polo. So, Wanda, tell me a little bit about what you got. What's your favorite thing about working on the show?
On this show?
Yeah.
Hanging out with you.
Oh, I love you. Here's
and playing,
$5.
And finding cool music to just pep up the show.
There is cool music. You got anything good coming for the next one?
Oh, I do.
Okay, you're going to do some...
Okay.
You got some Elvis for
Sometimes
us?
Sometimes I'm torn. I have to go with a mode.
Yeah, well, you
got
some
Elvis?
Yeah.
No.
No Elvis this time?
I tried to plan ahead, and I got my list here, and... But yeah, there's some
go the way you want to feel. Go the way you feel. Is those new beats? Are those
I'm
new beats
it.
You wearing there? You got new headsets?
Well, they are relatively new, but yeah.
I hadn't
beats,
seen
are
them.
They?
I
no,
hadn't seen
there's
them.
Some Bacardi. Actually,
oh, I thought they were Beats. They look well. A B is a B, you know.
It's just because they're colorful.
Oh, they are. Well, you're colorful.
They match your
too.
Shirt.
They do. Well, I went
orange, folks. In case you can't see through the radio.
Yeah. Well, I went to the Marlins game. This is actually something good. I took Mom to the Marlins game. We had a great time. I want to thank John Albert Rodriguez of the Marlins for coming and bringing a goodie bag for my mom. A nice pink shirt, a noisemaker, a shower cap, hat to wear in the pool. It was just really cool stuff. But what it really did was it made my mom feel special, and that made me feel special.
I think you're your mom's noisemaker.
I am my mom's noisemaker, and so she likes to say you better watch out because the apple don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh yeah, well we're gonna have her on when we do that show. She's gonna,
excellent.
She used to write the cooking column for the Jewish Miami Herald insert. So she's gonna come on. She's gonna talk about some of her great dishes that she makes for me that I can't eat as much anymore because I'm getting older and I'm getting fatter and I gotta stay.
You're not.
I know. I'm.
Stop
I'm,
it.
Well, I'm, you know.
Okay.
So she's going to cook her. She makes a great rice casserole. She brought me these great cookies today. I only had one, Vivian. Don't worry. Yeah. And some more of that apple cake that she makes. My God, it's just so delicious.
I had fried ice cream for my birthday.
How do you fry ice cream?
I don't know.
Doesn't
I never
it melt?
Had. I never had experience before. I don't really know what they do. We went to a.
Is it in
a
like
nice,
a container
restaurant.
Thing, and then the ice cream's inside, maybe?
Yeah. There was some sort of containment, and then it was on the inside. But it was very good. I'm not sure where the fried part was, but
probably
yeah.
on the outside.
Yeah, that all that stuff.
What flavor did you have?
Oh, vanilla. I'm not a crazy girl.
I love pistachio.
Or sometimes I'll have some chocolate. The chips.
Yeah.
In the, I like
yeah.
that.
I love pistachio. My favorite's pistachio. When my wife finds that Haagen-Dazs pistachio, forget about it. It's the best.
Oh, the best is the Steve and Colbert ice cream from Ben and Jerry's.
Huh?
Ben and Jerry's. It's Stephen Colbert.
What's in
I think
it?
It's Americone. Americone Dream. That's what it's called.
Americone Dream.
Yeah.
So it's like an ice cream cone.
It has ice cream cone in it. It has some
cherries?
Nougat stuff.
Cherry stuff.
Vanilla.
Like
no cherry. No vanilla.
Red. No red.
No, there's
What's
no
blue?
Red.
Anything blue in there?
There's no color. It's just flavorful.
Okay. Well, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. It's yummy. It's Stephen Colbert. Come on. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting and it's probably
And it's
funny.
Crunchy. There's some crunchy things that make it. Yeah, and it pops in your mouth. Oh, like that Rice Krispie. I think some of that kind of stuff is in there.
I love that stuff.
You got to try it out.
I love that stuff. All right. Well, listen, let's go to a break, play some rock and roll music. We're going to come back and have some more fun.
Okay. And I hear the ocean calling, and I feel my spirit falling. I remember old Sorrento, where I fell in love with you.
The immigrants taking over.
That's my favorite part.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, you're the best. You're the best, Wanda. You know what? I love that stuff. I love that stuff.
It's my car song.
It's your car song?
Yeah, the Fiat. It's a Fiat song.
I love it. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville and everything down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
He works too hard to deny.
Take me to Sorrento. Kiss me.
Sexy people all around the world. The night is young. Let's have some fun.
Thank you.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Yeah, I want to check out all those packages. It sounds pretty good, Wanda. How's that going?
It's going fine. Learning all sorts of new things with all these podcasters signing up, so it's cool.
It's really cool. Hey, you know what else is cool? You can call me at 305-773-6300 if you need real estate finance. That's right. I can help you get your real estate financed. Residential, well, I'm with Spectrum. Spectrum is one of the oldest private lenders in South Florida. What does that mean? That means if you call us, one person makes the decision. We'll commit that day. We can close in a week. Sounds good? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need some institutional capital for your big fancy real estate deal? Well, I've done about $3 billion worth of that. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why are you going to give me a call? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, supplemental traffic report. The Palmetto heading east is looking okay from the south side of the airport. That's where we hang out and do our radio show from.
Love to look at traffic.
Yeah, well, actually, it is kind of calming.
It calms me down.
It does, it does. Well, actually, it calms me down when I don't have to go in it.
Exactly.
But I can see it from my house, and sometimes I get what I call pre-traumatic stress disorder just by looking at the stuff. It actually does drive me. The planes make me relax. I like to watch the planes. They come in and out from where we live. Sometimes they got the double pattern going on. And I get to watch them both. Sometimes a big super heavy jumbo is coming. They come in low.
Now, where I live, what I like to watch are the skydivers.
Oh, where you live in?
Homestead.
There you go.
That's cool.
You done that yet?
No, I like to watch people come down. I'm not interested in doing it.
I've always kind of wanted to do it, but I'm not sure I'm going to do it. Well, I got that bad back thing going on.
I get a real good rush just watching them. I don't need to do it. I feel like I've done it already.
I've gone hot air ballooning. Have you ever done that?
No, that'd be fun.
It was awesome. Did it in college. Lit up the hot air balloon right outside of Florida Field, actually. Florida Field went up, went all the way, drifted south because you can't really control a balloon, and landed in the Paynes Prairie, probably about a half hour, flew over Gainesville, flew over the campus. Huh. I think I still remember. It only happened about 35 years ago.
Wow.
No, it was great, though. I was holding the balloon is, you got to have a person holding a string at the top of the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So I was holding the string at the top of the balloon, and you got to let it go when the balloon starts to lift. So you kind of let it go, and then you kind of got to run in and get in the basket. It was really cool. It was really cool.
Could you lose the balloon if you don't get in there in time?
No, there's already somebody in there.
Oh, okay.
No, you got to, because the guy's in there working the whoosh, what do they call that? Whoosh, the heater thing?
I don't know.
They call it a flame, probably.
The flame.
Yeah, the flame.
Okay.
You go up with the flame.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and we landed in Paynes Prairie. It was pretty cool. They had a chase truck chase us all the way down there, and then we landed in somebody's, field, and we had to walk through the field, but we said it was okay and everything else, and it was really fun. Had a great time. Got to do that because I was the chairman of an event called Celebration. Celebration, that's where I met my good friend Todd Jones. High five to Todd Jones. All right, there you go. So it was really good. So Wanda, we've got the morning show. We're going to do the morning show next Friday,
and
we're going to have all kinds of people. We're going to have folks on from medical marijuana. We're going to have the medical marijuana doctor. We're going to talk about that.
Medical.
We're going to talk to Noor, the meditation expert, the guru, Vivian's guru. We're going to talk to her. She's been on the show before.
Les Brown.
Who is Les Brown?
Les Brown is one of the number one, he's been around for, I'd say, at least 20 years, motivating folks all across the country, actually from Liberty City. So he's one of our very own, and he's made it to the higher realms. He's been, I think it's been longer than 20 years.
I'm very excited for this.
We're all about
promoting local people that have really made it.
Yeah.
And the most important thing that we like to do on our show is give out positive energy. So it's really, really looking forward to that. We're going to have Bill Talbert on.
We're going to pump you up.
We are. Well, Bill Talbert, he's the head of the Greater Miami Visitors Bureau. So we're going to talk about all the great things that are going to be going on Memorial Day weekend.
Great.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Medical marijuana we talked about. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have the guru. We're going to have Les Brown on. Do we have any other guests? Oh, and of course, our friends at Warren Henry are going to be on talking about automotive technology.
Flex wheels,
all that stuff.
It's going to be packed.
It is. It'll be packed, we'll have time for people to actually call in too. We don't take a lot of calls, but we're gonna be pumping the phone calls.
7 a.m. Join us.
Yeah, it'll be great. We're gonna have some. Well, Bill will be in the 7 a.m. hour. Then we have the big hour in the with Les Brown and Noor in the second hour, and then the third hour we're gonna talk about medical marijuana.
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be great.
All right.
Going to be great.
Write it on your calendar. Set your alarm.
That's right. So, Wanda, tell me a little bit about this. So, you moved to Homestead.
Yes.
How does Polo like it in Homestead?
Polo likes it because he gets to run around and, it's kind of wide open space down there.
Now, why is it that I can't knock on the door when I want to come in there?
Because he barks. That's the only time he barks. No, that's not true. He barks when other dogs are around, but... Yeah, he barks when you knock because that's his way of alerting me that someone's at the door.
Well, that's great, though. Yeah, I really love
it. It
Polo.
Is when, unless you're in a sounding studio.
Well, let me
where
put
it shouldn't be, you know.
Well, look, noises. I don't mind. I can handle anything. If the dog barked, they'd say high five to Polo.
It's all good.
It is all good. You know, that was funny because Polo's the name of the company that Jake's company.
I know that. I was really just
cool.
thinking that.
I thought that was really cool. Maybe we can get Polo to be the mascot.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, Polo would kind of become invisible on the white.
Does he get a wage?
Roof. Huh?
Does he get a wage?
A living wage.
Okay.
This is Florida.
He needs a job.
Well, this is Florida. Looking. Above minimum.
He's been looking
for
a
living
job
wage,
for a while.
Not minimum wage, living wage. We pay living wage here.
Okay. So if you have a dog and needs a job, keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. So what is Polo's favorite place to go when you take Polo out? This is a tip for dog folks.
His favorite place. I don't know.
Park?
He likes the park always.
Bark at the park?
He likes to just go. He likes to be in the car and just go where I'm going.
So he likes to stick the head out and do the hair thing in the face, the wind in the face?
Yes, clear his hair.
And that's really cool. That's really cool.
He's got lots of hair, so it's nice to clear the whole car of hair at that point in time. Let the windows down and let the hair just blow out the car.
You're too funny.
That's it.
You're too funny.
Not too much.
Well, that's okay. It will get funnier, I promise.
I'll try.
It will. Well, we're going to have great stuff. So we did a little practice here today. We're going to do a little more good stuff next week on Freedom Business. We've got great guests for Freedom Business next week. We're going to talk about more real estate capital markets. We got Charles Fischini on, who's with Brocadia. He's going to do we're going to talk about capital markets. Hopefully he'll bring Chris Sapone on with him, his partner, and we'll have a great time talking capital markets. And I think I'm going to get Charles to talk cars too, because Charles loves cars. He loves cars. So that's it. We've got a great show coming up for you next week. Today was a great show. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank the C-Pace man, Adam Lipkin. I want to thank Jake. I want to thank Joaquin, and I want to thank you, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Of course, I'm going to thank Warren Henry Automotive and Larry. High five to Larry and Courtney on the nuptials. There you go, Wanda. Give them a lot of high fives there. I want to thank, there you go, Lauren's kids. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at UF. And I want to thank you again, our listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. And give us support as we turn to the morning show, and we're going to start changing it up a little bit and doing a little of that morning show stuff. So please help us and support us. Give us a call. Give us some of your energy. We'd love to have some of that. Tweet at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook. I'm live on Facebook right now. Hi, everybody. And I'm on LinkedIn and YouTube. The website, it gets lots and lots of hits all the time. If you missed today's show, our good friend Robert Pitts will have it posted on freedombusiness.com within a few hours. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday. We're going to have my friends from Brocadia on, Charles and Chris. And we're going to have you too. Why do I keep doing this? Because I think you know by now, I just love it. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, give me some more music.
Yeah.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.